نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. As we approach Qiyamah, the fitnas will just keep escalating. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ways were so perfect, it was for all people, all times and all situations. There are situations that a person can manage and there are situations that you can't manage. Like a small rain, you can take cover and you can protect yourself. But if it's a tsunami, then every person is worried about dear life. I must save my life, whatever happens, but I must save my life. Because it's just washing people away. Coming with the speed, and it's just washing people away. It's like a mini qiyamah. يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Every person is just looking for his own safety. So as we're approaching, then this thing becomes even more clear. Then what's the more wise thing to do? You can't say this person is doing this and this was going on here. You can't talk about these things. But will that bring any good to us? And will that improve the situation anyway? So to just talk about it is not going to improve the situation and is not going to bring any good to you. So Rasulullah's ways were that it must be beneficial to you and beneficial to the surrounding. So under the circumstance, what are you supposed to be doing? So if you don't do what Nabi says, then hours will go in you just chatting or gossiping. He's doing this and he's doing this. That person is doing this, that person is doing. Why? Because we drifted away from his Mubarak teachings. And then in that, each one will want to give his own two cents. Some will do something, some will do something else. And that's all speculating and guessing around. And all have missed the point. Again, look for the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What did he have to say? In this type of circumstance, what do we do? So the hadith says it very clear about this type of situations. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ هَوَاً مُتَّبَعًا. People have become enslaved. To what? To their temptations. Whatever you are desirous of, your tendencies, your temptations. So before you was controlling it, now it controls you. Before you were the boss, now it has become the boss, it's controlling you. But just that you can't see it. So they talk about, there's two verses in the Quran Sharif, يَعْمَلُوا عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. And strangely after that, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. So, Shakila is translated in different ways. Sometimes it's translated as temperament. So everybody acts according to his temperament. But now, what makes the temperament? Because you're going to be acting according to your temperament, but then what makes your temperament? That's important. So the things that shape your temperament is the surrounding, is the people that you sit with, enjoy their company, right? The content that you read, the type of people that you hang around with, right? So then they shape your mind. So if you are sitting with wealthy people, all are moving into cars, Ferraris and Lamborghinis, then you will not fit in the circle if you are driving an old Corolla, right? So now, your mind tells you, no, I must fit within this circle of minds. Or either they will be nagging or mocking you, or you will feel that I am not part of the circle because I can't keep up to their standards. So I need to do something to fit within the circle. So sometimes it's a circle that you join. If it's a wedding, then I must do it according to the type of people that I hang around with. Otherwise, what will they say? So whether I have to go to the bank, borrow, beg, deceive and cheat, make false promises, but I must do it. See, now, see what shapes your mind. So that, and sometimes it is the content that you read. Sometimes it is the type of wealth that you have, right? So all these things then shape your mind. The wealth that you have, the people that you hang around with, the content that you read, the environment that you're living in, right? So all this shape come to shape your mind. See, when you're in Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Munawwara, right? Allah will take us to these places. But then I ask you that if you're not in the haram, not performing namaz, do you feel comfortable? It's an area where there's predominantly Muslims, right? Now, will you feel comfortable not fasting in Ramadan? Everybody looking this side, he's fasting, that side, he's fasting, this one is fasting, and I'm the black sheep here. You'll feel very awkward. After 1-2 days, I just need to join this thing. So the type of environment also, it weighs heavy on your mind. So the type of people that you associate, join up with. Right? So you're getting a guest now. So he's an ordinary guest. Then you don't talk much about it. And you don't make a lavish preparation. Right? It's ordinary. Well, now it's someone notable. So now you lay it out. Why is a notable person? So, Rabia Basariya Rahmatullah Alayha. So, two people came to her khanqa and they were condemning wealth, you know, wealth, what an evil thing it is. Amwalukum wa uladukum fitna, it's a trial. They were condemning this thing. So, the Rabia says, Tum ut karke chale jao. You get up and move. Now, they were talking ill of the dunya, and yet she asked them to get up and move, leave. The explanation Hazrat Rahmatullah gave on this is that if it was really, really nauseating and evil as you speak about it, you know, nauseating to your mind and heart, you wouldn't have even spoken about it. Like you don't hear anybody speaking about number two. It's so rubbish, filthy, smelling. You talk about it. Why? It's really nauseating. So you don't even talk about it. They say the king had a ta'alluq with a saintly person, right? And the king would normally consult the buzurg, whatever he's doing. But he had a lavish feast and he invited all the top kings and monarchs, the wealthy and influential, all of them. But he left out that buzurg, he didn't call him. I think it's such a big, lavish and such a great event and I'm not invited. What happened? Not for the food, but now everybody else is invited. And conveniently I was just ignored. So this person tells him, you see, میرے کتی کے یہاں کچھ بچے آئے. مائی ڈاگ ہیز گاٹ سم پپیز. یو سی یو کانٹ یوز دیٹ ورڈ فار دی فیمیل ڈاگ, اٹ ساؤنڈز ویری اگلی, رائٹ؟ سو شی ہیز گاٹ سم پپیز, رائٹ؟ سو اس موقع پر, آن دس اوکیزن, میں نے دنیا کے کتوں کو بلایا. آئی ہیو کالڈ آل دی ڈاگز آف دی ورلڈ. وائی؟ کتے آئے, کتی کے بچے آئے, پپس کیم. سو آئی کال آل دی ڈاگز. لیکن جب میرے یہاں بچہ آئے گا, وین آئی گیٹ مائی چائلڈ, آئی وونٹ کال اینی آف دس, آئی کال یو. سو ناؤ دیٹس دا کانٹینٹ. اینڈ دس از ویئر وی آر گوئنگ آف ناؤ. وی ٹاک اباؤٹ دیم. دس پرسن ہیئر, ہی کیم ٹو سی می, ہی گریس دا اوکیزن, ہی واز ایٹ مائی پلیس. سو وی ٹاک اباؤٹ اٹ. دیٹ مینس دل میں کچھ چور ہے. دس از اے تھیف ان سائڈ. And that thief has to be flushed out. Somehow or the other, it has to be flushed out. Repeatedly the Quran Sharif, Allah Bakh says, وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you have true iman, then trust me. So now, when we are showing inclinations and attractions to these people here, that means there is some problem in the respect of tawakkul. Tawakkul is gone off a bit. It's not like it's supposed to be. And then the speech, your behavior, etc., this thing becomes to surface. So I say, in the Mubarak teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a solution for every situation, any situation, but there is a solution. What do we do? How do we do it? If you call an American speaker, right, he'll say the same thing with the twang, right? Expression with the twang. And you see the whole masjid is full. So now, they aren't coming in for the deeni talk. They are coming in for that, they are overwhelmed with the American twang and culture. See? So it's not deen. If it was deen, then that would have made a great, great impact on their lives. But now they're coming for that entertainment. See? So deen has become like an entertainment now. See? It's the irony. When it's become an entertainment, then each person is looking for a more fiery speaker. So we look at the WhatsApp, we look at the YouTube, and who's the more fiery speaker? Who speaks with that? So we are looking at him. Person speaking for the 6 points, he'll speak the same things, but we're not interested, half asleep, half awake. We'll say, all right, next time we'll listen to him. We don't have to be with him at all. But we don't understand that fire of iman is in his heart. And he'll pass it on just now. If you are going to be listening to him, he may just pass it to you. But now we underestimate him because he's speaking a simple language. So the greater concern in this day and time is not the abundance of speeches and talks, etc. The greater concern now is the correction of the mind. Mind must be corrected. This is the meaning, يَعَمَلُوا عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. Muhammad Shafi Sahib says, how important is the association, the types of people that you meet up with, the places that you go to, right? And also how important is the shaping of the mind. See, when they explain this whole rule, right? So Allah Pak says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So, ilm, very little ilm has been given to you. That's on the question of rule. So now, what was needed for your deen and what was needed for your dunya, Allah gave it. What you needed for the betterment and the improving of your deen, or your dunya need, Allah gave it. You needed salt, so Allah guided you. Hadina guided you. Whatever you wanted, he guided you. There was a need, we couldn't do without it, so we made it available. But what wasn't a need, then Allah Ta'ala either sealed it up or He didn't show it to you. Why, it wasn't a genuine need, so He didn't show it. So there are things in this world that we see, we perceive, and we understand, right? And there are things that are beyond our perception. Right? We can talk of a soul or a life, right? But if I ask you, what is life exactly? Can the biggest scientist show me what is life? He can show what the symptoms of life, but exactly what is life, can he show? So Allah Ta'ala kept this away, because you didn't need to know this thing yet. Yes, you need to see that the life is improving. If it's gone weak, now how to improve it? How to manage the person so he regains his strength? That we need to do. So Allah Ta'ala will guide you. But now you want to know what is life exactly? Where is the closest thing to you? You can't understand life, then how are you going to extend, how are you going to understand the extent of the glory, the greatness, the majesty of Allah Ta'ala? Can you understand it? Thing that you're living with all the time, you can't understand. Can't comprehend. You understand death, right? But what is death exactly? Can you tell me? What is death? Nobody can explain that. So there are things that you see, it's near you, it's so close to you, and you can't get a full understanding. Right? Whereas they are the main things in your life. Life is the main thing. But you can't understand those things that are so important. Right? Then, life, death, right? Then look at intelligence and brains, right? So, that's, your whole life is suspended on intelligence and brains. But ask, what is intelligence and brains? Can everybody show it? I'm sure. You can show, right, this person is intelligent. Why? Because his movements, his behavior, his talks, etc. So you understand that man is intelligent. But now what is exactly intelligence? Can you show that? Nobody can show it. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Right? You talk of water, the most the science can do is break it up and say it's oxygen and hydrogen, right? Combined. Right? Now what is oxygen and hydrogen exactly? What is that? Angyas. So at some point you will definitely have to say that I don't know. But man has been taught today to say, not to say, I don't know. I know it all. So that's the biggest irony of this day. When I look at it, you know, you hate the polytheist, the mushrik. You hate the kafir, right? But my worst hatred is for the atheist. He has deleted Allah Ta'ala completely from the equation. This person also is najis, right? He's filth, kafir or mushrik, right? But the worst of the person is who has just deleted Allah Ta'ala totally from the equation. There's no God. So can you see what a horrible thing he's done? And more horrible is that he's taken the world in that direction, teaching them interfaith, teaching them Big Bang, teaching them evolution, right? Or whatever. But all this is aimed to take you to a godless community, right? There's no God. It just happened. It was just, things just came in place. A big explosion, and just things just fell into place. So the way they're guiding, they're not saying you that you don't believe in a God, but they take you in a way that you come to that conclusion that there is no God. See? So that's why I feel very disgusted with such a person. Very disgusted. You can't do anything about that. Because everybody's got his democratic right to do what he wants, to choose what he wants. But then he can choose something, but it can be very horrible, right? Extremely horrible. So now, understand the ruh. Now, Allah Pak says, you can't understand this thing yet. This is now beyond your comprehension. But Ulama-i Kiram have explained, according to the understanding, what is the ruh. Right? So there are energies working within your body. Right? There's energies. There's an energy that takes you to the right. There's an energy that takes you to the wrong. Right? Something in your mind. One is taking you towards good deeds. One is taking you towards wrong. So the struggle is in your mind all the time. So there isn't a human being who can say safely that there is no struggle in your mind. If there is a pull to the right, then there is a pull to the left as well. Right? But understand, the ruh comes in as by the command of Allah Ta'ala, min amri rabbi. It's coming by the command of my Rabb. So the ruh in real essence, what is the ruh? The ruh is the driver of this body. So this body here is just a tool for you to operate, or for a vehicle for you to move from one place to the other place. But now ask yourself, who controls the body? The body, right? The sore, pimple, flu, etc. So you worry the body. But now, who controls and who regulates this body? Do you ever ask that? See, there's some thought that will come, it will motivate, it will activate the entire body, right? And you see this thing, you see it so clearly, but we don't apply our minds. See, sitting in a talk, and your mind just took a change. When you heard the talk, and now you say, you know, I want to become an alim of deen. The speaker spoke something, right? It struck your mind, you said, no, leave everything, become hafiz. And then I'll become an alim. So that was an inspiration that came in your mind. It changed the whole direction of your life. Before, your mind was, you know, I must become a very prosperous businessman. Where your mind was going, I must become a doctor, a specialist. You know? Such a specialist that every day I can at least hit about 200,000 rand. Become a gynae and get every day 8 caesareans, right? So I knock 200,000 every day, just besides other works, right? Because I need to drive also a Lamborghini, a Ferrari. I need also to go for holiday, and my children also need to go for Umrah, etc. So someone has to sustain their life. How do we go about? So the mind was loaded with all these thoughts. Now you heard the thought, you heard the talk, and your mind just took a change. See that from one end, it went totally different. 360 degrees. So who was struck? The ruh was struck, right? Because perhaps the ruh, there was some good in the ruh, right? And if there was some good in the ruh, it needed a slight jolt, right? And when the speaker spoke, it jolted the ruh. The ruh says, come with me, to hell with this, and I need to go with this. But then once talk, and he changed the direction of his life. Don't you see now, sometimes there's a talk in Ijtima or something, and man just came to observe, right? Didn't come really prepared. But there must have been some good in his mind, in his heart. And that one speaker, he spoke something, was also maybe a translation. But the way he struck the person, he says, no, I must go for 4 months. And after 4 months, he said, I must go for 1 year. And then every year I must go for 2 months, or 3 months, or 4 months, right? But that one word, it struck his ruh. When he struck the ruh, it changed, it altered the direction of his life. Whole life had changed. Do you see it happening? So this is the ruh. The ruh is like the driver. The body is just the vehicle, the S. So, we are commanded, أَعْطِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. Give everybody his due right. So, the body will be right if the body understands that I've got a boss. He's the rider and he must dictate, he must demand, he must command. Right? So then will the body go right. But if it is the other way around, the body became the boss and the ruh became subservient. So the ruh became now the vehicle and the body began to demand and began to control. Right? So, what does the body want? La'ammaratum bisu. The body wants all type of barriers must be broken down. Oh, no barriers. There must be no barriers. So if there's no barriers, then I can take my enjoyment to a different level. So I've got the barriers, so I can't do my heart's desire. I can't do it. Why? Going here, then somebody is saying this is wrong. I'm doing that, then somebody is saying that is wrong. So I'm covered with barriers, this side or that side. So then just alter the whole thing, then you made the body the boss, and the ruh became subservient, became the vehicle now. So what's going to be now? It's disaster, obviously. The donkey, now you have the donkey to move, however it wants. I saw some female, it jumped on that side. Saw some green pastures on that side, right? So that's what it wants. Right? It doesn't want to be ruled. It doesn't want to be governed. So that's what we are saying, that give every person his right. The rule way it takes you, the rule takes you to right. See? It's an energy within you, and that energy will take you to the right. But you must give it its right. Then it will take you right. So the right of the rule is in the right company, right association, right content, right type of food, right type of thinking. Right? And then what will help you to get your mind right is to see and ensure that you're doing the talim right in the house. Just the work is insufficient. Just the work. But then, if your mind is just on work, then definitely your ikhlas can be affected. How it can be affected? Say, but you know, this people got so many followers, and you got no following. You must fix them up. So now, your focus is on following, or your focus is to revive deen. Your focus is in name and recognition, or your focus is on the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Can you see that? So the ta'lim is like the guide. That's the rule that's coming in. Your room must be so clean and so clear, that when that thing strikes, it goes straight into your mind. So, you need that to reshape the mind. And if you don't have that, then the mind doesn't have the right shape. Are you thinking now, why is my mind not shaping right? Why can't I think right? Why can't I reason right? But then you're not allowing yourself to get the right guide. See now, you've got in your car, you're driving, right? So you got that, what do you call it? Huh? What is guiding, what do you call it? Navigator. Right? So, if that thing has gone wrong then, what's going to happen? That is supposed to be direct you, but that thing is on all wrong direction. Supposed to, you're telling you turn right, you're supposed to turn left, right? Stop here because you reached your home. You know, amongst impurities, you stop here. You're all wrong direction. So that thing has to be right. So that navigator, that has to be right. It has to be taking the right signal from the tower. It must take the right signal. So the tower is giving the signal. That thing must be right to receive it and take you. But the tower is not giving the right signal. Then the navigator will be able to guide you correctly. So that signal comes from Allah Ta'ala. Right? See that? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. You see that? That this soul is by the command, it's from the command of your Rabb. So I say, Rasul Paksam's teachings are so perfect that it's applicable for all people, all situations, all times. But then we need to understand how do we get that. See, like in a computer, you know, right, navigating is not functioning because there is some mistake in the tower, right? So the tower has to be fixed up for your navigator to be right, for you to get the right signal. But now you're not getting the right signal. Right? You're doing all Uddha Siddha things. Right? The Amir Sahib told you now, Isha, won't sleep. Right? Do your Isha Namaz and sleep. Right? So the Abhisap is an experienced person, he's seen everything. I said, no, me, I'm going to do some gush after Isha. Going here, going that side, coming right at 1 o'clock. Right? So you can't get a Fajr Namaz, too tired. Right? Or you got a Fajr Namaz, half awake, half asleep. Right? So all of us need someone above us. So had he heard the Amisab, he would have gone and slept, he would have started the day well, right? And he would have moved in the right direction. But now, he used his mind against the Amisab. What a disaster. Now, listening to the Amisab would have appeared as though you're not getting the maximum from your Jamaat. That's what it appears to be. But you want to get the maximum. He's an experienced person, he knows, and he's understood the elders, he understood them very well. Right? So he knows how to program the time. So that is why now, after Allah Pak speaks about the ruh, right? So before this, Allah Pak speaks about وَلَوْ لَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شِيًّا قَلِيلًا. That Allah Ta'ala has given you the stability. Had He not given you that firmness, you would have inclined slightly to His wrong side. See that slightly? كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شِيًّا قَلِيلًا. So the stability is from Allah Ta'ala. Right. See that? Stability is from Allah Ta'ala. The ruh again, that inspiration is coming from Allah Ta'ala. Now to get that right, what is required to get that right? See that? You're going in the right direction, you're making the right choices, right? So what the Amir Sahib said may not be so savory, right? But you, in all your humility, you heard everything. Sometimes it can happen that one person was inspired and he can bring about a revolution in the lives of millions of people. But now listen to that. I used to see, when I was studying in Dioban, so now you are Bakrid, you got 5-6 days holidays, so 1-2 days I can spend in Nizamuddin. But I would like to see now his elders and how they live. You know. I would see Umar Pal Puri Sahib Rahmatullahi. And he's like hooked on to Hazarji. Hazarji ishara, and he's just doing it. So Hazarji has sent him in 1960s somewhere, right? North African countries were just getting the independence, right? Under France, whatever they were under, Algeria, Morocco, all this. So they were getting the independence. And I think it was Hazarji Mohammed Ramadai. Dispatch the Jamaat there. But I'm just showing you, emphasizing the importance of listening to the elder. See, everybody thinks, now I must do my own. I understand. It's modern age. I can see the WhatsApp. I can see AI, the shaitan, right? Google, shaitan's wife, right? So that must see it. But the Amir Sahib, don't listen to him. He was hooked on, I must see what my elder wants, I must see what they want. Not to give my 5 cents, to get his 1 rand. Now I'm going to the Amir Sahib, say, do this. So you became the Amir of the Amir. You don't understand your position. He was different, you saw him, said, I must be hooked on the, understand what they want. So his Jamaat is dispatched on that side, not African countries, Algeria, Morocco, Tunis, right? Most of them are under France, right? But they're just getting the independence. Now it was one namaz, Juma namaz, whatever, masjid is all packed to capacity. So he made the elan like the Jabi Jamaat style. And after the Faraz namaz, there was Jama. Muzakkar Ghaib, nobody in the masjid, everybody gone. One person sat down. One said, alright, I don't need to lose heart. Let me speak, address this one person. He spoke to him, bayan for 2 or 3 hours, properly, a full Tablighi Jamaat bayan. Now, after the bayan, one said, let me go and speak to him. He discovered that the person was deaf. But Mola is not yet breaking his heart. His spirit is not broken. And what gave that strength, in my understanding, was his taluk with his elder. I must listen to them, what they say, I must just do that. Anyway, Muad didn't lose heart. He wrote the bayan, made important things, and he gave it to him. Now he finished that 5-6 months, and you know the Jamaat, how they work, 2-1 round, 2nd round. I was coming for the 2nd round. In the meanwhile, there were over 1,000 people that were joined up to the Jamaat because of this people that they got. So that talk didn't go waste. See, he spoke to the person, he wrote it down. That person made it viral, like how we see nowadays. And that affected the lives of 1,000 people. But you see that, that connection. See, you don't employ your reasoning against the head. Keep it. So Allah likes that. That humility. That is why, you know, if you just inspect a Muslim's life, you'll find this thing coming out so, so distinctly, right? So distinctly. Humility, begging Allah Ta'ala, listening to your elder, right? It comes out so, so distinct, so clearly. See, as you're leaving the house in the morning, right? Then again, you're showing your helplessness. The first dua that you're reading, Bismillah, tawakkal to Allah, trust you. I don't trust myself. That's what you're saying. I don't trust myself. And then after you are following it up with this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhubika minan azilla aw udalla, aw azilla aw uzalla, aw azlima aw uzlama, aw ajhala aw yujhala. Allahumma, you take care of me. I mustn't do the wrong thing. I mustn't say the wrong thing. Right? Mustn't do the wrong thing. Mustn't say the wrong thing. Azilla aw udalla. I mustn't slip, you know, through my wordings, through my eyes, through my tongue and my ears. I mustn't slip. Again, you're expressing, Allah, I'm so weak, you know. If you don't cover me, one sight, one glance, and what can happen? I can just lose the respect of my wife. So she gave me all the children and all that. But one auntie was there, and my glance just fell, and I slipped, and then the whole life is gone. See that? So you are saying to Allah Ta'ala, Allah, I need you, I mustn't slip, I mustn't make a mistake. So you are also saying, Allah Ta'ala, you leave me to myself. Like in takilni ila nafsi, if you leave me to myself for a second, I'm gone. For 1 second you can just go. One glance at that girl, what can happen? One glance at that YouTuber, what can happen to that person? The whole love that he had, muhabbat, his wife, all is gone, just one glance. So in that dua to you, that the first thing that you are saying, أَوْزُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أَضِلَّ أَوْ أُضَلَّ. I mustn't make a mistake. I mustn't make a slip. One is physically I slip and hurt myself, and one is spiritually I slip and hurt myself. أَوْ أَزْلِمَ أَوْ أُزْلَمَ. I mustn't wrong someone. Right? I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing, but I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm hurting someone in the process. أَوْ أَجْهَلَ أَوْ يُجْهَلَ عَلَيْ. Right? Or I'm not behaving right. I'm supposed to be behaving the right way. And I thought, you know, I'm such a big Sufi, I know how to behave. But in the dua that you're reading as you come into the masjid, say, Lada, I just need you, Lada. I may just say something wrong. How much I'm dependent on you. Can you see that? So one word can work your way to Jannat. One word can work your way to Jahannam. So you're showing your total dependence. So I say, what an excellent time you're coming to the masjid, and perhaps you're coming in the dark, right? And perhaps you're coming alone. And what a nice time to cry, because I need you, please. What an excellent time. What an, you know. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was by Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, and one person is on the side, perhaps on the side of the masjid, and he's crying away. So Jibreel alayhi salam explained, that every deed has a weight, right? But crying for the sake of Allah Ta'ala is so weighty that the scales can't take it. Whereas the scale, the magnitude of the scale is such that you can take the heavens and the earth. You know, with your naked eye, you can't see the extent of the sky. You can't see it. That's why the scientists, they scrap the idea of the sky because they can't see it. But what I'm saying, that just one tear is so weighty that The scales can't take it. But what an excellent way, an excellent time to cry, Lord, I need you. I am dependent. I can't do, I can't manage. In Taif also, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is persecuted, right, stoned, again, Ashku ilayka da'afa quwwati, I am weak, Lord. Ya Rabb al-Mustad'afin, the Rabb of the weak. إليك أشكو ضعف قوتي وقلة حيلتي. And I'm looked down upon my people. حواني على الناس. But then he says, إن لم تكن ساخطا علي. Allah said, if you're not displeased, I'm not concerned. The idea is, you must be happy. Alright, whatever I've gone through is a physical, right? It's physical. So that's alright. But you mustn't be displeased. But then, see now, the importance of the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu. But I ask for ease. So, Nabi Sallallahu du'as were too perfect. It's a total balance. You're not saying, I don't need that. No, I need that as well. Yes, I will need you to be pleased with me. But I also beg for your afiyat and your ease. You get paralyzed. Then, what happens? One moment you're all right, you're fished up. In a second now, your body is not functioning and you're totally a liability. How you feel at that time? غَيْرَ أَنَّ عَافِيَتِكَ أَوْسَوْلِي. You see that? See this du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So don't just read, as a, understand what you read. Understand? Because the du'a is a request. You are begging. So at least have that appearance of a beggar. So Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, he says, you know, utul ilm, and people of knowledge, knowledgeable people, and what's supposed to be their stance when they hear the words of Allah Ta'ala? Then yakhirruna lil asqan yabkun, they fall down crying to Allah Ta'ala. And then he says, kadhalika yanbaghi an yakuna sha'n al ulama. That is supposed to be the way of the Anbiya, of the Ulama-i Kiram. When they hear the words of Allah Ta'ala, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, supposed to be crying. Now unfortunately in a whole gathering, you can hardly find one person that is crying. Whereas that crying is so powerful, it's so powerful. They say, that tear that came out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, that one tear, right? Jahannam won't teach, touch that person. Two eyes won't be affected by Jahannam. One is the eye that cried out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and the other who guarded the frontiers of Islam, the borders of Islam. You see that? But it's such an easy thing. Say you're walking to the house, to the masjid, right? But you can do this du'as, and how much you can earn in that? In that walk to the masjid, you know, just condition the mind, and how much you can get. You see? See that? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوْتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Look at it. The next step now, you're entering the masjid. I'm showing you, right? What the ruh, how you need to save the ruh. As you're leaving the masjid, leaving for the masjid, and how you need to shape your mind. Right? In order to gain the maximum. So you're crying, you're pleading. Coming alone to the masjid in the dark, right? Not being observed. And you're crying to Allah Ta'ala. Right. Can you see that? And see the wordings. أَوْزُبِكَ أَنْ أَضِلَّ أَوْزَلَّ أَوْزِلَّ أَوْزَلَّ. Then as you're entering the masjid, right, then one of the du'as that you read, Allah مَفْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَةِ. Allah Ta'ala, please, open the gates of mercy. Open your gates of mercy. Right? Can you see that presence of the mind? You're entering the house of the king of the kings, and he's telling you, read this du'a. So as though, you know, you walked into a mall and there's a competition form to be filled in, right? And the one that is running the competition form says, just fill this form, please. How excited won't you get? You know, there's a twin cab coming in for 10 million. Unfortunately, these are the things that we relate to. We don't relate to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So he's saying, as you come in, this is a dua. Allah maftah li. I just need opened my world. Iftar also means, Allah, I need to gain this day. I need to be a victorious person. I must gain the victory. Iftah, open that for me. Open my victory. Open my gates. And you see the frame of mind, right? But then you came to the masjid. And then again, I'm showing you how you shape your mind. In order to gain from the treasure, in order for your mind and your root to be in the right shape. And the main thing, the theme of the whole Surah Fatiha is, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. You show me the right. I must be the winner, but now you show me. If you desert me, then where can I seek for refuge? Is there any place after that? Any place? For now, you see, as you perform your namaz, that is the frame of the mind. That is the frame of the mind. And all these things, this generally come up when you have got the relationship with your senior. That is why you see in this verse about the Sahaba Kiram that were foremost, As-Sabiqoon al-Awwalun, right? Muhajirin Ansar. But after that, now you want to be chosen, you want to be grouped. So then Allah shows you a niche market. You can also gain. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. See, you must follow them. Be with them. Follow them, but with sincerity. But follow them, and follow them with ihsan here means sincerity. Be sincere about them. Heart must be a good heart. You want to be joined up, right? Now you got your jannat, but you don't have the company of the pious or the righteous people. So will you get the jannat to the fulfillment? I want to see this buzurg. Today I want to see Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi. Tomorrow I want to see Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi. Then I want to sit in the company of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi. Then I want to sit by Hakimul Ummat Sahib. Right? وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. See that? So you want to be in their company. So this is a dua that you're reading. Then in your namaz, this is the opening dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So, in essence, how Allah wants your mind to be, the mind must be as though you are helpless and you're totally desperate. What? That's supposed to be the frame of your mind. Allah, I'm helpless, I'm desperate. Please, you help me out. So that must be the condition of the mind the whole day. With people, you'll be a little bit different, obviously. But with Allah Ta'ala, I am a conglomeration of needs. I'm totally dependent. 1 second, I can just go. Allah just presses one nerve, and you're gone. One nerve, and you're gone. You're acting so mighty and haughty, and just press one nerve, and you're gone. Khalas. Last week, sometimes, one friend of mine was telling me about his nephew or something, that he was doing some gymming, right? So he's carrying weights. And he just slipped up, and that weight just fell on his skull. Cracked, died straight away. About, I think, 19, 20 years of age. But he was short, not short of anything. Fitness, everything. But in a second, what can happen to you? La taqilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Don't assign me to myself. I need to be under your protection. So that's supposed to be the mind of a Muslim 24/7, like it or not. If you want to be blessed and you want your mind and your soul to take you to the right direction, then that's supposed to be the mind. Not what he thinks of himself, what the Amisab thinks of himself. That's not the style. When you're showing an attitude, then you're rebutting. But you're showing desperation. Allah feels sorry for your life. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Is he not the one that will listen to the dua of the desperate? He'll listen to you. So he wants you to show your desperation, not to show an attitude, not to show that I don't need anything. No. Yes, Ayyub alayhi salam is bathing and there's golden locusts are falling. And he's just accumulating. So, Alam Agnaitu. Or Ayub, did I not make you independent of this? Says, Wala ghina an barakati. But your barakat, who can show attitude? No matter how wealthy, but something is coming from you, Allah, directly. Can I be independent of it? Can I show attitude? No. I need that. See that? So, what is supposed to be the frame of the mind? You're trying to work out what is the soul, what is life. Forget that. Yes. How do you need to shape the mind in order to be eligible to his fears? Right? In order to be eligible of his fears. Right? Now, you come to your boss's factory or his office, right? Some work. So, you know, you're asking the boss, now how you build this thing here, what cement you use, and how many bricks you use. Bhai, apna kaam ko, do your work. You're supposed to be worried, how must I earn the maximum in the short time, and how must I gain the favor of my boss? Instead of that, you are putting your mind into things that are not related. So that's what happened to science today, and mankind today. His mind is the things that are not related to the akhirat, to the love of Allah Ta'ala, or to the proximity of Allah Ta'ala. You're going in that direction. Right? Ask yourself, what do I need, and how do I prepare, how do I shape my mind to get the maximum? A state of wantingness, helplessness, desperation. So that's supposed to be the mind all the time. And what helps you to shape the mind is the content that you read, the people that you associate with, associate and the content. So nowadays, I say, it's not just an optional thing. But I'm seeing now the fitna that are just escalating. So constantly you need a reminder all the time. So 1 hour in the day, you know, diligently, at prime time, with the kitab that you're reading. Obviously, the kitabs that are recommended by our elders. Not just randomly, no. But these people, the elders, they know what they're doing. They got the experience, they got the understanding. So what they have chosen, especially their Fazail kitabs, right? Seerat kitabs. So what they recommended, we just on that. Right? But doing it properly, right? You can't do it for 1 hour, at least 40 minutes. But do it, you know, prime time. Even if you're taking your family for a drive, picnic, so I say, it won't cost you much. You have 3-4 sets of these kitabs. One inside your car, one inside at home, right? One in your factory or shop, right? So you're taking a drive, set at a spot, you're doing a ta'lim. Let us do it. And then the children at their level. Adults at their level. But it can't be that you want to go to Jannah, you're not worried about your children. You're going to go to Jannah, you don't want to worry about your wife. Is that fair? They're doing so much. So if you worried about your Jannah, what about them? So now you're doing it jointly. But you're doing it at a prime time. You're doing it at their convenience and your convenience. And you're doing it at their levels, right? But you're doing it after you've read through the content that you're going to be reading. You need to open the kitab, right? The sarina, not like that. You prepare the thing, right? Teacher is going to teach. He's just going to teach randomly. What? He has to prepare the subject that he's going to be delivering. Doesn't need to prepare. At least half an hour, 3/4 hour, he prepares the thing, then he delivers. Same, the talim. So are your children important to you? Isn't your wife important to you? Isn't the household important for you? So isn't it important for you to give them a direction? So how do you give it? Now, you're doing that, kitab reading, etc., and you're getting a guest. So invite him. If you're eating, then don't you invite him. So this is spiritual energy. So shouldn't you be also generous in that respect? If you are generous in other things, aren't you supposed to be? So then they get the right shape of their minds. Their time is appreciated. Their time is valued. My mother used to be very fond of other sheikhs, women folk, you know. See how what they do. He says, they'll receive you very nicely. You need to eat or have a cup of tea. They will do that. And then they won't command and they won't insist. But the ambience was such, you'll feel odd not to take a Quran Sharif or perform namaz or take a tasbih and recite. So that was the ambience that was created there. But that ambience has to be created for you to fit in. But while he's watching TV, while he's looking at WhatsApp, while he's looking at YouTube, I'm creating them. Rabat Mafka, for all these things, YouTube, etc. It is just to appease your mental curiosity. You see, people are hooked onto this. How much of amal comes into their life? How much of Quran says they recite? How much of zikr they make? How much of nafil namaz they do? How particular are they on the namaz on time, jamaat, first serve? How particular on that? But the YouTube, the WhatsApp, they must be, you know, in the first serve. What has happened? What's the latest? I must be there. Is that a fact or not? I must be in tune, in the first serve, in all that. But in namaz, Quran Sharif recitation, zikrullah, dua, my qaza umris, Allah is ghafur rahim, will happen in time. But is that the right mind of the mind, of the awful Muslim? So we want that first serve here and the first serve in the hereafter, right? As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. Ulaika al-muqarrabun. You want to be the foremost. They are the ones who are going to be nearest to Allah Ta'ala. Then you want to be there, then sabiqu, then move it. You got this time, you got the chance, Allah has given you the opportunity to race. So race it up. And look for the right choices, right options. You've got this, there's a whole variety of options. Make the right choices and move. Don't engage in things that don't concern you. Not going to concern you, they're going to talk about it, he did this and he said this. Kuch milega, fayda hoga. So I was explaining. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْءٍ قَلِيلًا. So it's an Allah Ta'ala given stability that you are so firm. And if Allah Ta'ala pulls it away, then you will have inclined slightly to this, sometimes to the wealthy, sometimes to the influential. Yeh karega, tumhara kaam banega. Yeh nahi karega, tumhara kaam nahi banega. If he makes it happen, it'll happen. And if he doesn't, it won't happen. Yakeen ka kya hua? Khuda Ta'ala ke upar bharosa ka kya hua? What happened to your yakeen? What happened to your trust in Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Pak says that. We not giving you the stability, you are inclined. So Nabi Sam, as great as he was, he also needed that stability from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is impressing upon us that when the Nabi, the chosen person, he needed that stability and strength from Allah Ta'ala, then how much more we need it. And then he doesn't want you to move slightly, shayan qaleela, not even little, slightly. Because even if you move slightly away from that path that we show undiluted, unwatered, clear, absolutely pure. If you move away from that, لَأَزَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. Then we will punish you with a double punishment in this life and the next life, and you won't find anyone to support you against us. You see that? So that's why I say, to keep yourself in tune, how important it is to read this kitab every day. Masjid, you have to do it. There's no two ways. But even more important is your own house. Are they in tune? Are you doing it diligently? Allah has given you so much of favors, just to enjoy and forget it. Isn't that the height? Aba aksarun nasi illa kufura. People refuse just to show ingratitude. What? Aba aksarun most. They see what they enjoy, all the favors. But it just increases the ingratitude. They turn away from Allah Ta'ala. So this kitab, this is what to do. Make you in tune. This is what you need to do. The different sections, Fazail Amal, Fazail Sadaqat, Fazail Durood, right? Coming to Ramadan, Fazail Ramadan, what you must do? It mustn't be now, Ramadan came, now the last night, we wished our time, we didn't do anything. Had you prepared long in advance, then you would be rejoicing, Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has given us, we make istighfar, but we couldn't do it like we're supposed to be doing it. Azajima Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullahi. With all, I was seeing very close Ramadan. I was seeing his book. I just had a liking to see all this. With all his activity, Hayatul Saba, Bayan, Dua, Mashwara, that, his correspondence. But without fail, he would do 62 khatam in Ramadan. At that age, over 75. But now, how that happens? That happens when you manage your time. Don't chit chat, but I all that, after Ramadan, you see, keep it on hold. Don't finish it up, but we'll see after Ramadan. Allah Baktawfiq Nasibullah.